Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 21. Smoking causes lung cancer, but protects from vengeance.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx.
I'm Anvil.
And I hope everyone out there had a really nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Boo, Thanksgiving sucks.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I don't remember Thanksgiving.
It's turkey with gravy and the Macy's parade
with
the floats of Garfield and Kermit the Frog.
I'd have too much fun with a 50 caliber rifle and taking out the balloons.
50 caliber, it's going to be a 22.
Dink!
No, not fast enough.
Not fast enough?
Not fast enough. I want it to fall on the people that are carrying the balloon.
Well, I'm happy that this year there wasn't any casualties from the balloons like in years past. Remember a couple years ago where that Kermit the Frog balloon, like,
basically crashed into, like, the building and fucking took out some people?
Yep.
I fucking love that one.
Look, I'm waiting for the day for it to be really windy and to blow out of some people's hands and get that one strong person that could hold on and you see him flying through the air. It's like, help me!
Well, in the original Macy's Parade, back when it first started, that's what they would do with the balloons after the parade. They would actually have them fly up in the air and just wait for them to fall down after the helium's, you know,
would extract from it.
Wow. Now I know why our ozone's so fucked up.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, Snoopy up there.
So. Yeah, Snoopy's alright. He's protecting us from the Red Baron.
Right.
Maybe he is the Red Baron.
He's trying to save us from the Germans.
The Germans.
It's fucking bullshit.
It's bullshit?
Yes, it's bullshit.
Bullshit.
Alright, anyways, let's get to the fucking thing.
Alright. One of the first things that I want to talk about is the new album from Weezer, Ratitude. Now, I had the deluxe edition, which is 10 main tracks and 5 bonus songs, and Weezer appears to try to get at least one album out a year or every other year, and their last album was the 2008 Red album, their self-titled one with the red coloring.
Yeah, which is really fucking good.
Yeah, it was on my top 10 list of English albums of 2008.
Yes.
I first started listening to it, and the first track that came up was If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To. And in my opinion, way too poppy for Weezer.
It sounds too much like a pop song in the first place.
And yeah.
Along with that, I think, you know, NSYNC would be trying to sing that song at one point. But go on.
And, yeah, and it also lacked, like, the sarcastic tone that if Weezer were to do a song like this, you would try to find a sarcastic tone in their song. There wasn't.
Yeah, like, what about that song, what, the Troublemaker song or something?
Yeah.
That song was fucking perfect because it was like, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want to do how this...
Marrying a biatch, having 7 kyods.
Yeah, exactly. We're sitting here and, you know, we were listening to it a little bit, you know, trying to hear what it was, and it just was just not as attractive as we're used to the Weezer, but...
No, I mean, to me, it sounded like it was a, you know, album from the Backstreet Boys.
Well, I did some research on who produced this song in particular. His name is Butch Walker, who also produces songs for J-pop duo Puffy AmiYumi.
Well, that explains it all.
I mean, if Puffy AmiYumi had done this song, I would go, okay, this is up their alley. This is what they would be good at. However, because it's Weezer, it's not a good song from them.
No fucking way it would be a good song. It just, it's impossible. I can't really see them ever doing this shit.
Right. Like I said, if it was like a couple girls singing it, cute girls from Japan singing this song, okay, it would be cool, it would kind of fit with it. But if it's Rivers Cuomo, whoever you pronounce his last name, him singing it, it's not good.
What about the really hot Russian girls, Tattoo? You think you can see them singing it too?
Well, they would have to fit in some of their, like, personal life into the song for it to make it sound
cool. Hey, at least there'd be kissing.
Yes.
Yeah. Girls kissing.
Anyways, back to
the second song that came up was called I'm Your Daddy, which was a bit similar to what they're used to, but again, a bit too poppy, sounded a little bit like a Kelly Clarkson song.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. And then came the third song, The Girl Got Hot. And the first thing that crossed my mind when I heard this was Huey Lewis in the News.
Ugh.
No fucking way. Which song?
I don't know, but it just sounded more something like I could hear Huey Lewis performing. Ugh. Granted, I grew up on Huey Lewis and the News. You know, they're probably
that's
one of the
good
bands.
Yeah, I like them, but it's just...
They even did the Pineapple Express song.
Yes. But the whole aspect is, it's Weezer.
It's not Huey Lewis. It's exactly. Weezer. And this is not good for Weezer. Then came the fourth track, Can't Stop Partying, featuring Lil Wayne.
Oh.
By this time, my brain is saying, what the fuck?
Why Lil Wayne? Why the fuck Lil Wayne? I can't picture that. Mm-hmm. There's just no fucking way.
It's horrible. I mean, granted, it would be good for the club, but not for Weezer. If, say, like, hell, I'll even say maybe even the Killers could probably do a little bit better with this song than what Weezer did with
it. Alright, I could see Weezer working with Snoop Dogg. But yeah. Lil Wayne? What the fuck?
Even like a Dr. Dre or something.
Yeah,
even yeah, Dr. Dre.
And Eminem. Something. Anything. But
Lil
Wayne's
way too far off. And plus, see, this just shows. Going to Harvard doesn't make you a better person.
Yeah. Exactly.
It ruins you.
Yep. And then there was a song that's Put Me Back Together. Love is the Answer. And I Don't Want to Let You Go, which are songs that is like nothing that Weezer has ever done before or even should have done in the first place.
They're all fucked.
Now, granted, there were like three really good songs in the main album. Trippin' Down the Freeway, Let It All Hang Out, and In the Mall, which fit perfectly with the Weezer style. However, these songs are not enough to save the album.
So what we're really trying to suggest is try to find, you know, the singles of those songs that we just suggested.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to be saving a shitload of money.
Go into iTunes and just download those three songs, because those are the only good songs.
Yeah, or go to projectplaylist.com, and you can listen to them there, and upload them to your MySpace.
Yep, definitely. I like playlist.com. Mm-hmm. Now, the bonus tracks that came with this song, with the album, the songs on there were better than the songs on the album itself. Turn Me Around. This was the song I should have opened the album. Get Me Some, a great rocking track, and it references Detroit Metal City.
Oh, no. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Now, then there was a song called Run Over by a Truck, which is a great piano sort of rock track, and even though it's something that Weezer's never really done before, it actually sounded pretty good. This is one of those. This is one of the songs that Weezer does that is like nothing that they've done before, but actually manages to pull it off okay. Then there was a song called The Prettiest Girl in the Whole Wide World. It was a cute love song, but it doesn't fit with the band.
Ugh.
And then there was The Underdogs, the last song on the bonus tracks. Again, Weezer aren't the type of band to have a song that makes the audience make their lighters come out and wave them in the air like this.
Hey, if they don't have lighters, just use your cell phone.
Yep.
Or a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, that too.
And though it's not that bad of a song. So I can give them a little bit of credit for The Underdogs. And you know how you know that this is a very bad album? Because for the extra deluxe version of the album, Weezer has given the fans the Pro Cult Wear Snuggie.
You've got
what?
To be shitting me.
Huh?
What color?
Blue.
Okay, well, I like the blue, but... Alright, now, does it have, like, a stitching of Weezer on it?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe that's a little bit better, but that's still fucking stupid.
It's a fucking Snuggie. There's nothing... You could put that in full camo and, you know, have people wearing it outside, like, you know, as a ghillie suit, and that still wouldn't be cool.
It wouldn't.
Yeah, every time I see that commercial, it makes me think that they're wearing those friggin', you know, priest robes or whatever.
Yeah.
And
Mommy, who are those cult members sitting behind us that are cheering for the team?
Don't look.
Yeah.
It looks like a scene from The Village.
Yeah, that too.
And then those poor little dogs wearing them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just, at CVS, they sell the Snuggies for dogs.
Oh, no.
I would never buy a Snuggie for your dog.
Thank you. I know.
I wouldn't even buy a Snuggie for a cat. I wouldn't buy one for a turtle or a hamster. I wouldn't buy a Snuggie for anybody.
Wow, why didn't this turn into, like, green eggs and ham Dr. Seuss?
I will not wear it here or there. I will not wear it anywhere.
There's only two reasons to buy a Snuggie, in my opinion. You give it to somebody who's suicidal, because, I mean, come on.
They'll end up dying in it.
And two, that aunt that you don't like, you bury in a Snuggie to be an asshole. That's the only time you should ever wear a Snuggie.
Yeah. However, for Weezer's Ratitude, one thumb down, one middle finger in the face of Rivers Cuomo.
Awesome. I like it.
However, the bonus tracks, I give it a thumb up. Okay. Although, skip this album, their worst album ever.
God damn it. That's bad.
Well,
How they go from the Red album to this? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I do agree with the duck. One thumb down, one finger to the middle finger to the face, and then, well, they're staring at your middle finger, I'm going to put the heel of my boot right through their face.
Yeah.
And he made the point, just because they went to Harvard doesn't mean they know how to make a good album.
That's right.
Curb stomping is in order, as I say.
In my opinion, the best artists never even attended college.
Well, yeah, because usually they're hopped up on drugs or something. Wait. Listen out on me. Because they're living the life of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what I'm just trying to put off.
I can name three artists who are awesome who've never touched drugs.
Okay.
Name it.
No cutting me off.
Okay, we'll cut you off in a second. Go ahead.
Bob Marley. Snoop Dogg.
Don't say Sublime.
And Kurt Cobain.
Oh, okay.
None of them ever touched drugs.
Bob Marley was you forgot Willie Nelson.
Ooh. Well, I said three. I was just giving examples.
Okay.
And actually, I just lied because Kurt Cobain touched the worst drug you can ever dream of touching.
Courtney Love.
Exactly. And that ended his life because she murdered him.
Yes.
And then she murdered the two witnesses, too. I've read the entire case file.
We're not implying that. Okay, we are.
No, I'm stating it. That stupid... Can I say the C word on?
Nah, not so much.
Not so
you
much.
Can say bitch.
Slut.
Ho?
Cum dunster?
That stupid cocksucking whore murdered him.
Okay.
And ended Nirvana, one of the greatest bands ever.
Well, on the plus side, Dave Grohl went off and did them Crooked Vultures.
Doesn't matter.
He spread his fucking wings and did Foo Fighters.
Kurt Cobain was a man.
I know.
He died way too young.
Which is why I hated what they did with him in Guitar Hero 5.
I heard about that and it made me want to throw up. And, hey, for once, when we go ADD on something, at least we're staying with music.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm very proud of that one, just to say. Mm-hmm. But no, I think at the end of the year we should do greatest, like, performers, solo and bands.
Of the decade.
No.
Because I feel like since it's going to be 2009, it's going to be the end of this decade, we should talk about, like, the best out. One show will be the best of 2009, and then the next one should be, like, the best of 2000 to 2009. Mm. Like, artists that will stay with us, that have premiered during this whole decade.
That could work. You know, I think we should all work on that a little bit.
We'll work on it.
Hit every genre.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, top 10 of each genre of music.
Metal, rap, rock, everything. We'll just go down the list.
Now, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Now, if they were convicted of a crime, went on trial for a crime, should they be on the list?
Well, if they're still talented, then yes. As long as it's not Chris Brown.
He punched Rihanna. No way. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking like R. Kelly pissing on the little girl.
Well,
he wasn't convicted of it.
And they actually found proof that it wasn't him, shockingly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But he was still arrested for it. Or I know some people might say him. I disagree. But you guys, I don't know about you.
I couldn't give a shit.
The Jackson dude. The dead one?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Okay, well, all right. I think we're done talking about, yeah.
Hey, we get to talk about your favorite thing, Anvil.
Sports!
Yes.
Okay.
That and movies. No, I'm just kidding. Where? I'm just joking. Just get back to the sports.
No. Anvil, go see movies.
No, sports.
You just talked like Borat right there, by the way.
Fuck you! Listen, Bruno.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
That is such a Samantha thing to say.
Okay, well, anyways.
Okay, crap. Alright, well, last night, me and Mr. Blue watched on his new gigantic television.
The Holy Grail of TV.
We watched the Celtics take on the Toronto Panthers? No, oh, I'm sorry, Raptors. Well, I don't know. Seeing the way that they played more like, you know, a crippled old animal, not a raptor.
Oh, shit.
Raptors actually have aggression.
The Toronto Ferrets.
Whoa. Ferrets are still cool animals.
They are still cool animals, but compared to raptor.
The Toronto Dodo Birds.
Oh.
Come on.
But they're extinct! Oh, that's right.
Wait, I'm sorry. That would have to be the Buffalo Dodo Birds, because their coaching staff is extinct.
Oh.
Okay. We got a chance to sit there and, you know, watch the game. It's a good game.
Very good game.
And now the Raptors are playing. Oh my god, Paul Pierce is such a meanie. He dunked on your fucking guy and dropped him.
And made him square in the ball.
That's right. That's what you have for standing there. He stood under the hoop. Paul Pierce dunked on him. The knee hit him in the groin. It was hilarious.
I was just wondering.
Would you say that was the dunk of the decade?
No.
No.
Not even close.
But what I was trying to say is that why the fuck was the referees being such douchebags about everything? They made some of the fucking worst calls I've seen since last game. But anyway.
They threw a double technical, one on Paul Pierce and one on Doc Rivers, but yet the other team's referees were in the middle of the court screaming and they got nothing.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Because you know what?
It was just an absolute clusterfuck.
I might actually have to write an article about that. I'm not sure, but I think I might. Just because, you know, it'll take way too long.
Run away, people. Run away. No, I'm just kidding.
I know. Somebody actually let me write something. I can't believe, you know, the duck actually let me write.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not edumacated, right?
Lynn edumacation is just fantastic. We know how to type.
And you know, my main, you know, English teacher, she had big boobies. And instead of paying attention, I stared at them.
Anyways. All right, so.
I love you, Miss Cravado.
All right, so how about, what are we on to next? Hockey?
So the Bruins, they lost yesterday in a shootout 2-1, breaking a 4-game win streak. But hey, they still had a 4-game win streak.
Yes, but this also, for another month. What the fuck, Lucic?
Yeah, we're going to be out without Milan Lucic for another month due to a high ankle sprain, which, you know, isn't a good thing.
Well, no, exactly.
It actually looked like, you know, he should have broken his ankle. The way he went down, you see the skate fold. All you hear from me and Blue is, oh my fuck! And then they said it was only a high ankle sprain, so we're like, yay!
But yeah, no. I was just more or less in the whole cringing factor because I fucked up my knees a couple times and Animal's fucked up his knees. I don't know about King Baby Duck over here, seeing that you haven't gotten fucked up that much because everybody else keeps getting injured. But anyways.
I know, when you know.
I get fucked up mentally at my job.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that
works enough as is.
Excuse me. I got you beat. I got fucked up physically and mentally at my job.
Okay, go.
Sorry to the wall. Now, for those people who went to our website, you saw the article I wrote about Thanksgiving football. I'm going to say it all again in case you didn't read. Because, you know, not everybody likes to read. So
right.
Sorry.
Well, when it comes to Thanksgiving, what do you guys think of? Turkey, family, and football.
Family? What's family?
Those annoying people that come around and they eat your food and then leave your house when they're done.
Well, fuck that.
And they complain about every little thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yo, one of them looks like a camcorder. And the other one just... Ah, baby guys!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, every year we're stuck seeing Detroit.
Yeah. Every time they walk out, Taft plays.
Yeah, basically.
Truth be told, do you know which game they should have had on Thanksgiving?
What?
The Detroit-Cleveland game. That was one of the best games I've seen all year. One game finished, came to the last play. I would have loved to see that on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Then that would be a Detroit game I wouldn't mind. Then the Cowboys played, and they played Oakland.
Yeah,
and they slaughtered them, too. So two slaughters. But I had hope. I had so much hope for the last game. New York Giants versus Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
Broncos slaughtered the G-men. Come on.
You know what would have been an awesome game? The Saints versus the Colts. the two undefeated teams.
Yeah, but you can't never, you know, factor. And then I think they should take the two best teams every year and give me the Patriots versus Colts.
Okay.
You know, every year when they play, it's a shootout. You're guaranteed to see them two every year. And come on, when was the last time you guys saw those two teams go at it and be an utter blowout? That's right. They can't figure it out. It's always a great game. Mm. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, guaranteed Hall of Famers. Give it to me.
How about this? I got a suggestion. How about they take the two teams that played in the Super Bowl last year and put them up against each other? Now, that would be a whole thing because the fact is of how the rosters get set up.
Mm.
Come on. Think about it.
That wouldn't be too bad.
It wouldn't be a bad idea, but I mean...
But if you look at the two teams that played in the Super Bowl last year, they're not doing so well.
Good point.
Oh, well, fuck it.
So, I mean, give me football or give me death.
I'd rather have porn. Anyways,
that's with your little USB massager.
All right, so now we're going to move on to soccer for a minute here.
Really? No fucking way.
No fucking way.
Okay, now soccer's over, because okay. I said give me a minute, you guys talked. On to baseball. I'm actually quite upset over this. Alex Gonzalez, former shortstop for the Red Sox, signed with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Well, at least it wasn't the Yankees.
Ooh! Well, come on. He's a shortstop. Do you think they're going to get rid of
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, good
fucking
point.
Yo,
did you guys know that when Derek Jeter was younger, he actually was an actor? He was on a TV show.
What?
Which one?
Family Matters. He played Urkel.
I see that now. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
sure.
Big dweeb, pants up high.
He's gotten a little bit of light on the skin, but I see it.
And also, this one's going to make Blue laugh his ass off, so I'm going to move his drink away from his face.
Hi.
So he doesn't stab himself. Yesterday morning, Mr. Tiger Woods was pulling out of his driveway, hit a fire hydrant, and then hit a tree. His wife had to go and smash out the back window with a golf club, and she pulled him out with facial lacerations. And when the police and fire arrived, he was going in and out of consciousness.
That's what you get for having a Cadillac!
They don't give you enough air in those suckers.
Anyways. So, he was sent home to rest and everything, but...
And then his wife got an LPGA contract out.
There's a damn bitch, you can swing! She's like, yeah, you should
be at the party. I learned from the best.
Well, do you know what she said to the cop? You should be at the party last night if you believe in swinging.
But wait, what was the official? What was the official?
They're still waiting. They said that there was no alcohol involved. So, it's just bad driving.
Oh, great.
Ooh, and come on. We all see how Tiger Woods hits. He is bad at driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive sometimes, but it's lucky, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. And basically, in the world of MMA, there's nothing really big going on right now, except Brock Lesnar's condition hasn't changed at all.
Oh, yeah. And the creepy thing was he was on the front cover of the recent UFC magazine.
Yeah, he was.
About how he's going to be like the next huge generation of
he
fighters.
He was supposed to, and unfortunately, because of this bacterial infection in his intestine, he may never fight again.
Mm. Yikes.
So it's kind of upsetting.
You think that means he might have to go back to pro wrestling? Or
no, he'll probably never be able to fight again if this doesn't heal right. And actually, wow. WWE doesn't want him anymore.
Why is that?
They actually tried to sue him. Breach of contract.
Because he went on the fight?
Because he went on to fight UFC. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit happens.
I mean, like you said, it does happen, but...
Now, I have a bit of a question. I know there's chances... There's
the answer's like, four.
There's little to no difference between the two, but which is better, Strikeforce or UFC?
UFC.
UFC?
I was actually hearing that... that the owners of USC own Strikeforce as well. No, not Dana White, because he's just a president of UFC.
Well, but Dana White created it.
Yeah, but more or less he's a president, but he didn't, you know... It's just that the people who own UFC own Strikeforce as well. So they've got both of them like by the balls.
But what it is UFC has more elite fighters. They have the better gear. They have the better events. Everything's better.
Right.
Pay-per-view, basically. And then you got Strikeforce, which is on usually Showtimes, but that took over, what was that?
CBS.
No. What I'm saying is that used to be on Showtime. Elite XC. Elite XC, yes. And then it switched to
Strikeforce,
and then went, now they'll show like some of these really big events on CBS for people to see, you know, once in a while, because they might not be that big, but they do have some, you know, kind of thing to it, because the last time we had was, what was it, Fedora?
Brett Rogers versus Fedora and Emelianenko.
Which was a good fight, in my opinion.
It was a really good fight, but there were still some parts where it should have just been called because of blood loss, but that's just me, man.
Well, see, that's the difference between UFC and Strikeforce is... The referees are better at the UFC level. They would have called it.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Now, moving on, I do want to cover one little thing, because me and the duck have a little laughing thing against Mr. Blue over here.
Yeah.
Because on Thanksgiving, the duck's high school beat our rival in English 34-27, but Blue's high school, Lynn Tech, got, beaten 36-20 by St. Mary's.
I really just don't give a flying fuck. I hated my high school.
your high school lost. No. To the Fairies.
Oh, yeah, well, saying that you were in that high school freshman fucking year.
And I won a championship.
Yeah, and then...
And then they haven't won anything since I left.
So and speaking of laughing about things, your bet from last week.
That's right. Thank you for bringing that back up.
I'm broke. I can't buy you that drink right yet. I bought everything else today, so shut the fuck up.
Figure it out. So, we had a nice bet about a fight, which was...
Oh, just say it. It's Ortiz and fucking what's his name?
Forrest Griffin and Tito Ortiz. He took Tito, I took Forrest, and Forrest wins.
Yes. So does that mean he has to do drunk rock band while wearing a dress?
No.
No.
That was you guys' decision. Me and him had a regular Jack Daniels Blue Aftershocks.
I think Silent Chan, Yenya, and Pandalicious are going to have to force Blue Onik into this.
You know, fine. Fuck. I'll go and play that, but get me at least a reasonable dress. I need to look pretty.
Well, I think I have a friend. She's about your size.
No, don't even tell me that dude thing. No, fuck that. No.
No. It's a real woman.
Oh, okay.
She's just a bigger girl, and she might have a pink hoop skirt.
I'll take a blue prom dress. Give me that.
Everybody, we will take pictures for you to see and put them on our website.
And I will flip everybody off the thing. And I will, you know what? Fine. I'll fucking do a backflip on the trampoline while wearing it. We'll put a video up, too. Don't worry, I'll wear boxers.
Oh, no, you have to go traditional.
No fucking traditional. What, panties?
Thong.
Oh.
No.
G-string thong.
That's wrong.
Okay.
God damn it.
So let's move on now.
Yep.
Video games, please.
Video games? All right. We got the new Resident Evil game, The Dark Side Chronicles. I posted a review about it on the Boston Master Brigade website. You can read about it right now. But Blue Onik got to try it, too.
I thought it was pretty fucking badass. I like the whole setup. Well, more or less, it's not that you control the character running around. It's more or less they give you the stop kind of freeze motion, and then you're able to pick things
the arcade-like
off.
Style.
Yeah, the arcade setup where, you know, if you play, you know...
House of the Dead.
Yeah, House of the Dead would be a very good equivalent of it. Like saying if you're, you know, at one of the arcades and it's you standing still and, you know, the pictures are moving and then you just wait for it to get zombies and then just blast them the fuck away.
Yeah.
And I just like how this is set up, how they did this game. I got to play in like 4 or 5 levels, I believe. Yeah. And it was incredible. The graphics for the Wii, I was very shocked because I'm usually used to like this crappy, grainy bullshit. Except for when we were playing the House of the Dead game that you have for the recent one. Comparing both of those, it's, well, kind of apples and oranges, but it's definitely a good setup. They're very, respectable, and I think...
I wouldn't say it's up to par with Xbox 360, but it's pretty damn close in some areas.
Yeah, basically.
I like killing zombies.
Yes, you do.
Killing zombies is fun.
Now, I do have some issue, as I mentioned, with the camera. Because at times when you're playing the game, the camera moves left and right, and you're trying to aim at the zombies, and it's moving a little bit too quick.
Yeah, there's that too, because, you know, there's some parts where they're like, oh shit, zombies behind you! And then you're trying to shoot the ones that were in front of you, and you switch back, and you're like, great, I'm just gonna get ripped from behind because I didn't kill those ones that were behind me.
Right.
You know, from switching over, so.
And then there was one level that takes place down in a sewer. At times, it's like too dark where you can't even see the front of your face or the front of your character's face. And basically, you can't see where the people are where you have to shoot them.
Yeah, it was very complicated on those parts, but I mean, definitely they did give you one hell of a challenge on this.
And, yeah.
The whole concept of the story is between which it's actual games?
Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil Code Veronica, as well as an original series.
Right.
A story that takes place right before Resident Evil 4.
Nice.
This is what happens in what country was it? Well, it's some country in South America.
Yeah.
What happens in this game here happens literally right before what happens in Resident Evil 4.
Yeah. It's very brilliant how they were able to actually throw this one together. It kind of gave you another point of view of the actual series and everything like that. I haven't played all of them, but I've played a good couple of them, so I acknowledge what the hell's going on when certain things were going on in Resident Evil, the Dark Side Chronicles. So I have to say that I have to give, for ratings, 2 thumbs up easily, because mm-hmm. it's just that good. And plus, for a wee, you know, stand around shoot game, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. And let me see, what else about the game? It's a very lengthy game, and the fact is, you can go back, replay the game as different characters, so...
So you get different point of views of it and everything like that, which is right. A great setup, too. And also, there's the frog people.
Yeah.
I love the frog people.
Yeah. Whoa. If you wondered what ever happened to the Battletoads, that's what happened to them.
There they are.
Nice.
Now, one issue here is, on the box, it says Nintendo Wi-Fi connection. It made me think, okay, maybe there'll be some online play. There's not. It's just posting your scores and whatnot onto the website.
Which is fucking retarded.
I wish they would have had it so it was like in Resident Evil 5. You could be playing by yourself, or you can have one of your friends come in from another part of the country or another part of the world and start playing with you too.
Yeah, this is one of the issues that I've been having the problem with this is that I'm going to try to get a Wii, hopefully by the end of this year, and if I want to go and pick up a game, and King Baby Doug picks up a game, we want to play. Yeah, we all want to play together on Wii.
Yeah.
It's not friggin' possible because some of the games are not capable of connecting with each other. We have to play in the same fucking room.
See, I think, you know, Wii...
Well, thankfully, like, a game like Mario Kart Wii will be able to play, like...
Yeah, well, besides that factor, I mean, that's one of those games that they do, but Anvil's going to say something.
Yeah, I think, you know, the people that created Wii should, you know, do it almost like, you know, Xbox 360 and stuff like that, where you play online play against people from everywhere. I think it would, you know, bring a whole new dynamic to every game.
But,
well, that's what you can do with, like, Mario Kart Wii, but in a few other games, like Conduit.
But I feel that they did this kind of purposely. Like, they have it set up so that there's not that many games to go online, because look at what they're giving away. They're giving it away for free. Yeah. You have the wireless connection on that sucker, and you can fucking pop onto online, you know, setup from Wi-Fi, and you're on and playing, you know, whatever. Same with PS3. PS3 has that set up too. You don't have to pay for online either on that one.
Really?
From what I heard. So it's more or less along those lines.
Whereas
like
Xbox Live,
I have to pay $50 a year, unless you want to pay the $8 a month. But you do the math on that, and it's definitely more money.
Yeah.
But
see, I think being a sports guy myself, give me like a Madden where I could play somebody around the world. Give me baseball. Imagine playing Red Sox versus Yankees. And I'm up here in Boston, you're actually playing somebody from New York.
Or, as the cable guy put it, playing Mortal Kombat with your friend in Vietnam.
Yes.
but one of the things, too, is like, yeah, I believe the Madden games are Wi-Fi, have the Wi-Fi thing for the Wii. But with baseball, there really hasn't been a really good baseball game since 2005, when EA Sports released MLB 2005.
Yeah. Well, the Bigs is fucking horrible.
Oh, don't even get me started.
I mean, next to that counterpart, Blitz, or what is it? No, Blitz. No, it's Blitz the something.
Yeah. Blitz the game?
Blitz the game, and then it did a Blitz 2, but it's more or less living the life as, like, outside of the game, more or less.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to clubs, you're, you know, trying to stop yourself from doing drugs or taking drugs, either way. It was really fucked up, and I know a bunch of the kids that
you know, that are definitely below the age of, you know, mature or, you know, some kind of content of that, and they're learning from this whole thing, and you wonder why some of these kids are fucking hopped up on steroids or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, give me, like I said, a baseball game. Imagine that, like, you're online, you're playing somebody, and come to find out you're actually playing a pro athlete. Because a Wii is a great workout. It's a good way to work on your swing and everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you find out, oh my God, you know, I'm playing the Red Sox versus Cardinals, and it's actually really Albert Pujols or something like that, you know?
Right.
I mean, you never really know what's going on. Online play, like, you know, he said Mortal Kombat. Give me an MMA game that I could actually put on gloves, right?
Yeah.
And fight. It's like, well, you know, and you're moving, and you're playing against somebody from, you know, Russia or, you know, the Yucatan Peninsula or something. Or even Djibouti. That's right. Geography lesson, Africa, northern part, right side, if you look at the map.
But, all right, well, speaking of which, one that I showed to Anvil here that popped up as a demo is called Madden Arcade.
Ugh.
And all I could say is it's close to the same thing as watching, you know, flag football, and there's only five guys on each team. They go basically at it, and you only get to take a couple of selections. I can only imagine how fucking, you know, people will pick this game up and be like, this is the best game ever. I can't see that, you know, because of that whole setup that they did on it. It's not like an original Madden game. And, of course, you know how many points that is? How many fucking points of Xbox do you think that is?
30.
No, you're both wrong. 800 points.
What?
Yeah, 800 points is, I can't remember the calculations because the fact is they keep changing it. So you can usually get 1,000 points.
It'll be 10 bucks because 1,600 points is for $20.
Depending on where you buy it. That's another thing. It's like if you buy it right there online, or otherwise if you go to your local 7-Eleven stores and you buy it right there, you could get fucking gypped. It just depends. So more or less, you know, I would suggest to go, you know, kind of a buyer beware, just shop around for that kind of setup. Mm-hmm. But along with that, yeah, that was kind of another one of those crap games that they put out there, and I'm still working on some more, along with some articles too. But yeah, definitely two thumbs down on that motherfucker.
Oh man, that was horrible. I actually wanted to go and jump in front of a Mack truck after watching it, because I've played football myself for 10 years, seen the video games. This was the worst. You have four downs to go 60 yards.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mm-hmm. like, come on.
There's no field goals. There's only trying for
two-point conversions.
Mm-hmm.
And they even had a couple tries.
Yeah, he gave you a couple tries, and it was like just absolute bullshit.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, on to the next game, which is another one of mine, which is called MX versus ATV Reflex. I'm working on an article on this one, definitely, to put out there, and I definitely have to say that this game is, just, I don't know, it seems like a clusterfuck in my mind. I think the whole control setup on it didn't work as well as I thought it would. Like, they had, beforehand, they just have simple controls. You just launch the guy by clicking the stick up and, you know, when you're reaching a jump. You know, usually easily done, you know, tricks and everything like that to get through the levels. This one has it set up where you have to basically, if you land just a little bit off of, you know, the you know, your center of gravity, it will show a green arrow left, right, forward, back, or something like that, and you have to hit the stick as fast as you can that way, otherwise your character will fall off. So I was having fun trying to keep my character on, more or less not keeping in mind to do a fucking trick or something. You know, it was kind of, you know, an awful setup where trying to remember all the controls on that, on this sucker, was just too fucking hard to think of, and I just put it down and said, fuck that shit. I couldn't stand it. But, I mean, graphic-wise, it's okay.
Yeah.
But controls, it makes it shitty. I have to say, fuck it. Two thumbs down. So, mm-hmm. All right, next on the list.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah!
All right, well, I didn't get to completely play this whole game through, but I do have to say the graphics are fucking sexy. Oh, yeah.
Better than the first one?
It
definitely does fucking wonders for it. But also, I've heard some mixed reviews about it from other people, and they said, fuck the storyline, that sucked, blah, 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 this and that. But more or less, some people are just for the online play, which I don't blame them. The online play.
was pretty fucking addictive.
Yeah, it was. I really enjoyed it.
They have, like, just a fucking amazing setup now. They have way more guns than the first one, such as the Chris, the Ugg. Oh, man, just fucking going down the line, just go to the website and check it out, because they just have so many good guns.
Now, do they have a zombie Al-Qaeda mini game in this one?
Not from what I fucking remember. I didn't go that far, but I can only imagine if they did do that. But it's Infinity Ward, and I doubt that they would go and put that kind of thing in, because that's the other part of the company would something like that.
I mean, I got to play the game online against, you know, some friends from, you know, across town, and I think the graphics were totally awesome.
Just phenomenal, yeah. Mm.
The gameplay was realistic. If you play it in a dark room and you stare at a big screen, you can almost feel like you're there.
Basically.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's warm enough in your room so you start breaking a sweat. Because, you know, when you're in the desert, it's like, water.
Yeah. You know, don't forget your camel pack. No, I'm just kidding.
And then throwing your AC for the winter scenes. But, no, I mean, playing online, it brought a new, you know, level. And me, personally, I like it online because, you know, when you play story mode, everybody moves in almost the same pattern every time.
Yeah.
You begin to predict it. Online, you could line up a shot and then boom, he ducks. It's like, oh!
Basically, the one thing that I was just trying to figure out was how the new maps are, because there's so many of them right now that made me very happy, because it was just like, usually they wouldn't put out enough maps.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and then they're going, map packs, one, you know, pay like, what, 500 to 800 friggin' points just to get the fucking map pack. But sometimes it's well worth it, sometimes it isn't. But I think that what they did with this Modern Warfare, they've definitely kicked some ass and take some names with that. Mm-hmm. Also, a suggestion for players and everything like that, or otherwise parents that might be listening, do not let the kids play the airport part. It is maybe a little bit too bloody for the fuckers.
Yeah, because nothing's ever too bloody.
Well, no. Well, after watching Ninja Assassin today.
Which we'll get to later.
Yes, which we'll get to in a little while. But, I mean, more or less with this whole concept is you're four Russians, and the character you're playing is an American Russian, but he's trying to work undercover. And you guys just go into an airport, lay waste to countless victims of innocent civilians, and police, and all that other fun stuff, and it's incredible. But I have to say that definitely is not one of those games for the kiddies. But altogether, definitely two thumbs up from my point of view. And
now, is Modern Warfare 2 one of those games where you, like, pick your destiny, as in, if you do the whole airport thing, or if you don't do the airport thing?
No, I don't think they really did anything that affect that, but they more or less put it in as a story plot or something like that, because just finding out that the Americans had, you know, a Russian undercover in this group that is laying waste to a bunch, you know, a group of airport, you know, people, and what happens, because I don't want to spoil anything, that it makes it look like the Americans actually were in on it. So it kind of brings out a bigger war that starts everything up. But you're working with, I believe, this SAS still, and along with that, you're working with the Rangers, though. Not so much the Marines, which kind of disappoints me. But hopefully with that, I'll definitely check out and go back into the Marines at some point when I get the game back or whatever, because I was borrowing off a friend.
Yeah.
Now it's your turn.
I got to try out the demo for Dragon Ball Raging Blast, which is on Xbox 360, and I think also PS3. 90% positive on that. The controls were a little bit tricky at times when trying to figure out how to throw the punches and the kicks and the special moves. Graphic-wise, though, I was pretty impressed. It made it look like you were, again, like watching the actual cartoon. And the way that the battle sequences were, it kind of was just, again, like the whole cartoon, people punching and throwing like crazy. Like, it looks like one guy with like seven hands.
Maybe he did have seven hands.
I don't think there was a Dragon Ball character.
He might have had eight, but the other one was preoccupied.
Are you mixing up with fucking Mortal Kombat with Goro?
It was a joke.
No.
The eight on here.
But I felt with the demo, I really didn't get a good grasp of the game, unlike when we tried out the CSI video game. I felt that, like I said, the controls were a bit tricky. Graphics are great.
Wasn't enough time to actually play the damn fucking thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough. You can only choose three out of the, I believe, 60 or 70 characters from the TV show. that you could play. Plus
they could just give a little bit more, just a tad.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
So, I would give this demo maybe a bit of a, I would say a thumb up, but thumb down for the control scheme.
Yeah. Oh, great. Back to me again. For fuck's sake. Why? Yeah. Why? Oh, why? Tropical 3. It is a strategy game, as they put it, on the GameStop, and also I called it kind of like a real-time strategy because I'm kind of used to calling it that way from Command & Conquer point of view. But more or less with this one, it's basically dealt with the setup of, hey, this guy, you know, you're going to be playing El Presidente, and the thing about that is that, you know, it kind of just doesn't make any sense. You have more interaction. It's almost like SimCity if you've played those games, like SimCity 2000, SimCity 3000. You set up the places and everything like that, and then, you know, it just kind of gets to the point where you get so bored you just want to destroy it all. From the whole thing with doing the video, from the intro video, I was thinking, hey, you know, you get to play these guys, you know, that are going in and blowing up shit or, you know, taking out, like, a fence or something like that. But it just wasn't that. You find out that those are just revolutionaries going against El Presidente. Definitely the annoying part is on the tutorial. There's this Pulmonito or something like that, and he... I definitely have to say is just make sure you have your sound system, either if it's surround sound or otherwise just your TV, just turn it down just a tad bit because he's going to be like, hey, El Presidente, really loud and everything like that. And he's going to be such a kiss ass. It's going to get to the point where you're not going to know where he starts and you finish because, you know, he's so far up your ass saying, you know, hey.
He becomes part of El Presidente.
Basically, it's creepy. But as long as, you know, you get back into the regular game, you don't have to deal with him, I don't believe at all, because that's when I was playing it. I have to say that I don't think I'm a big fan of this. I think, like I said in my article, I'd be a little bit happier to be dealing with a keyboard and mouse on this. I mean, Xbox 360 controllers only have about 14 controls all together to use. And this one is manipulating it so much that I just can't fathom to think of how many controls there was when you were in the tutorial.
And they're giving the PC version a better review.
Yeah, that's I looked that up and I did some research on it, and people were definitely saying that they were liking it a little bit more on there because it's, you know, not as hard to control. I mean, that's the main thing that you want to have for a game. It's you want to just be able to move out, you know, quick and smoothly and everything like that. I mean, I have Command & Conquer 3 for my Xbox. It's a hard motherfucker to control. It really is, because, you know, you're trying to move faster, and your cursor is just sliding, and it doesn't go fast enough or where you want it to go half the time because you're trying to, you know, manipulate it. So it's kind of annoying, but I definitely give maybe kind of like maybe a half thumb, but with a middle finger, because it's not that great in my point of view. I definitely have to say that they need to work out some shit for the Xbox 360 on that point of view. But I definitely do give them on the whole fact that you can actually pick what kind of, you know, leader you are. You can be a capitalist leader, you can be a communist leader, you can, you know, be an individual, you can buy the election, you can, you know, do a bunch of other things. And you can find out, you know, what you can be. You can dress them up either, you know, like Fidel Castro or an admiral or some kind of fucking shit like that. It's really funny, but I definitely have to say that, you know, if they could have just evolved it just a little bit more and made it not so that I had to get so personal with the people. Like, I mean, we're getting so personal that I'm finding out what's going on at what businesses, why there isn't more workers in this business. So I have to raise, you know, the wages to get people into work. And then if I find out that one of the workers is being, quote-unquote, lazy, stupid, retarded, or some stupid fucking thing like that, I can go and fire them. Just like I did in the tutorial. Fuck you, Pedro. Fuck you for being lazy. So, more or less.
Yo, what about Pedro's family, man? Come on.
Hey, maybe you shouldn't be sitting around fucking pissing and moaning about it. Fucking Tropical. I hate the fucking thing. It got to the point where it was so slow and boring. I had to keep on making fun of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to move on to my next one, which is Jurassic the Hunted. No, not even that. I found some more stuff to it, and I'm going to be putting up a YouTube video with this article as well, so people can check out what the fuck is going on.
It sucked. For I love you, you love me, we're a happy family.
Oh, my fucking head. No, not Barney. What it is the demo only gives you the survivor part of the game. They don't even give you the actual official gameplay. They have it set up where you can just try out a survivor thing where it's kind of like, you know, Call of Duty World at War Nazi Zombies, except you're being attacked by fucking dinosaurs.
Velociraptors.
Yeah, and spitters, and just, I think, I was playing it a little bit more earlier on when I was writing my article today, and I definitely found out that there are bigger fucking dinosaurs. They're really fucking big.
They're sphinctersaurs.
Yes, exactly. So, more or less. But once you get into this whole setup where you're like looking on the, when you're looking at watching the video that I'm going to put up with that, it has a setup that's kind of fucking retarded. It's these three people.
I was watching you play this game too.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about there's a video, you know, play of a game trailer that I found on YouTube, and it's actually about three people. And they're in a C-130, not an AC-130, which has the gunship set up. I'm talking about C-130, which is a usual carrier, you know, just to make sure people understand. So what it is they're flying over Bermuda Triangle.
Oh,
you didn't see this
one of those games.
So what it is they decide to go and, you know, they get some turbulence, but it's actually an electrical storm. So then they go and jump off into it, and the main character that you are, you wake up and you got dinosaurs confronting you, and then they get scared off by something. You're like, what the fuck was that all about? But, of course, this game is not one of those games that swears. You go and you find actual bones later on, and you find out it's one of the buddies that was with you on the plane. He goes, wait, that's not fucking right, because this guy is, you know, it's like, that's his flak jacket, that's his parachute, but these bones are like thousands of years old or looking or something like that. He's like, this doesn't look right. So he goes, what the foxtrot is going on here? And I was just like, did he just say foxtrot?
Yeah.
Fuck. So I had to make fun of him on that one.
You know, like that comic book with the nerdy kid who's got that lizard.
Yeah, exactly. So more or less along those lines, I can only say that the graphics are very impressive. I still feel that maybe the person, the actual people, the way they look doesn't look so attractive. Like, they look, okay, dude, that's not really, how a person could, like, how they did their facial expressions, how they, you know, how they acted. I felt that they were a little bit off on that, along with how they looked. Mm. But, but definitely they need to probably work on doing more professionalism. But as I said, along with, you know, the article that I wrote, that I know that there's people coming out of college or out of the woodworks, as I called it, to go and become game design artist or anything like that down the line.
Yeah.
And they have to start up somewhere. And it just sucks that, I mean, that they have to do a game like this. But more or less, I have to say that at least the game is at a right price. It's not $60.
Yeah.
It's not around that $60 range. It's down near the $40 range, which is a better setup. Doll hair? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, it's doll hair.
All right, one more that I can add to the list just to fill a little bit more time. Just okay. A tad bit. We should be good, right?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah, okay. Oh, fuck you. Anyways, the whole setup is for Winter Sports 2010, the Great Tournament.
Yeah, go bobsled.
Yeah, fuck yeah, go bobsledding. I'm telling you, if, you know, back when I was younger, I really wanted to go bobsledding, except it was the single-man bobsled, not this four-man crap in a sled. But anyways, this has a wicked cool setup that, you know, you have the guys run, you're, you know, clicking the triggers as fast as you can, and you have them hop up into the motherfucker, and you're going down the hill as fast as you possibly can, and it's so cool because it's kind of, you're not, you know, racing like a ghost or anything, you're racing like the arrows, and these are the arrows of the other teams, and you're trying to keep pace either with them or keep in front of them because of, you know, you're trying to beat the clock more or less. And it's just, it's a great game. I like how that setup is. The free skiing, it's a little janky on the controls, but it's really cool. But you're going to be dealing with eight different disciplines, as they call it. And the disciplines are just incredible besides the figure skating, but...
whoa, excuse me. Stop lying to them. I'm going to tell them the truth.
Okay,
now.
Fine. I love the figure skating. I love it.
We were hanging out yesterday, and I had to run outside on a phone call. I told him I'd be about an hour. It was only 30 minutes. I came downstairs.
Stop telling them.
He's playing figure skating, wearing his tutu. He has a pink tutu with spandex. And he's like, I'm so pretty, you're so pretty.
All right, well, besides those three that I just named, you got the race skating, you've got downhill skiing, you've got ski flying. There's eight different disciplines. Now, it's wicked fucking cool.
Did the speed skating have on their
helmets?
On their helmets, the sponsor?
I don't know. I couldn't tell because of the fact is you know, it didn't really show us that. You weren't even to try that demo. You were only able to try two. Seeing that Anvil says that I was playing the fucking figure skating that wasn't even offered.
He went and bought the game to play figure skating.
But anyway, the speed skaters in at this year's Olympics are sponsored by the Colbert Report.
You guys are kidding me.
But we all know who's going to win it.
No, Apollo, see, this one isn't. This actually isn't Olympics. This isn't Olympics related at all. This is just a separate game from it, totally. But yeah, I definitely feel that this is one of those good setups for you know to go and play. So I definitely give two thumbs up right off the bat from this demo that I played, and hopefully I can get my hands on it and actually try it out in real time. And stop touching me, you sick shit motherfucker. I'm sorry.
Okay, now we're moving on to movies.
Tourette's.
Ninja Assassin, produced by the Wachowski brothers, starring Rain and directed by the same guy who directed V for Vendetta.
Fuck yeah.
No, we have to put it out there. It starred a man named Rain, not the actual weather condition.
Even the Korean pop star, Rain.
There was a lot of rain in this movie.
I didn't say there was a lot.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
The rain of blood.
Yeah.
Now, I cannot picture him as a pop star.
He is very popular. He's been around for a few years. He's come to America. He's planning on releasing an album here sometime soon.
I wouldn't buy
it. He's even gone head-to-head against Stephen Colbert in a dance-off on his show.
Truthfully, I would never buy his album, but if he does another movie like this, I'd definitely buy it.
Excellent.
He speaks pretty good friggin' English.
I know.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive on that part.
Because he sings in Korean, Japanese, and English.
Oh. Well, for those people that don't know about the movie, you have a man who is a ninja, and he's an assassin. There you go. to me, this movie, it brought a lot out. If you actually watch the movie and you pay attention, you can see that there's actually a love story to this, too.
Yep.
There's, like, conspiracy theory, love stories, your typical ninja.
And the whole ninja clan. Yeah.
See, with me, that didn't actually feel like a normal thing. From watching, you know, History Channel or reading up on stuff of ninjas, their more or less setup was that they were fighting the samurai because of the fact that they were, you know, the samurais were taking over so much shit. And this one is basing it on the concept that there's orphans, this clan of ninjas picked up the orphans, trained them as hard as they possibly could, basically scarring them brutally. And then, what?
Some of them weren't orphans. Some of them were taken away from their families.
Well, yes. But some of the orphan ones that were actually there would get maybe the worst scarring or worst treatment out of all of them. Mm-hmm. And it just more or less got to that point where I was kind of like, wait, this isn't kind of based on that whole setup because ninjas were basically, you know, set up that they would go and fight big, heavy groups of, you know, samurai setups instead of this whole setup where they're called in or paid 100 pounds of gold in order to go and do mercenary work, as I would call it.
Yeah, but I mean, every story is different. I mean, if you get past the regular history part of it, then, you know, I think it's a good movie, most of it.
I felt there are some elements of the graphics and the blood where
the blood was horrible.
Well, from what I read, a lot of the blood that you see in this movie is more an homage to Japanese anime like Samurai Champloo and Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, okay, so it's just a tad bit more red than we're expecting it to be, or it looks paint-like.
It was we're looking for crimson color. This was candy apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like Kill Bill.
Yeah, basically like Kill Bill in that sense, but... Mm-hmm.
And we were impressed by the way a lot of these people got killed.
Oh my God. God,
especially the slicing off the top of the guy's head. No. Makes him into a Pez dispenser.
I don't want to give it away, but it was kind of weird to me that two people have the same condition in this movie. The old man and the hot chick.
It is a very rare condition, but it does happen to people.
Yeah.
I kind of, maybe, not to spoil it, I kind of saw that happening when she entered the room.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, when it happened, I'm like, okay, maybe, but, you know, then it happened. Mm-hmm. To me, it was just awesome. Great fight sequences.
Mm-hmm. I do have to say something about the camera work a little bit. Oh. I had to say that it was kind of just janky. It's just fucking moving all over the place. When I mean, you're trying to go with the fight scene, but if you could have just backed the fuck off a little bit so he could see what the hell was going on with the fight, it would have been a little bit more impressive. But definitely, I have to give this movie two thumbs up because of that setup. It's really that good.
I felt this movie did have a good moral in it. Those with a heart are a lot stronger than those who claim they don't.
Yes. Definitely, it's a very strong, you know, way to put their words in it. But, you know, definitely a great movie to just go and see. And
very
good. It's kind of like Shoot 'Em Up.
Yeah. And a bit like Kill Bill, like I said. And Sin City as well.
Yeah, that too.
I give it two thumbs up and half a man's skull.
Let's say that again.
You can turn him into Pac-Man. Waka, 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 waka.
I don't know. I did like the whole Pez dispenser.
Yes. That was pretty cool, too.
Now I think I'm going to take him and just shove candy up his ass and lift it and see what happens.
Wait. We have to talk about the Golden Desert Eagles. They were gorgeous.
Oh, my God. Golden 50 caliber Desert Eagles.
Wait. Whenever we start talking about the Boondock Saints again.
And I did like the, you know, the casting for this movie.
I thought Rain was terrific as the lead.
Then, you know, the female that played, you know, the Europol.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl, great acting.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that was part of Rain's affection was gorgeous.
Yeah. Even when she had the scar.
Yes, even with the scar, I thought she was beautiful.
And the girl from the laundry room.
Yeah, she was beautiful too. But I thought, you know, the Europol girl and the one that Rain, like, had the most beautiful eyes I think I've ever seen in both of them.
Mm.
Beautiful.
But yeah, I definitely can see Rain getting a lot more roles. Maybe not too many, you know, kung fu ninja roles, so he's not, like, stereotypically placed in them. Because he is known for his dramatic work in a Korean movie called I Am a Cyborg, But That's Okay.
Oh, that's where he's from!
Yeah!
Motherfucker, I was watching that the other night.
I think you put him in more action movies, maybe even team him up with, like, Jason Statham or Gerard Butler.
That, or, you know, go down the line, you could put him probably with Kung Lee Sing. He's an up-and-coming MMA fighter slash actor, and we've got Jet Li, we've got all of them. I bet you can put him in the same room with those guys.
I can even see him in period pieces.
Yeah.
Or even comedy. He would be funny in comedy.
He does have a great sense of humor, so possibly. Not maybe more of like a dry humor sort of thing, not like the wacky ass like Jackie Chan sort of thing.
Make him talk in like the, you know, the, he breaks the wall. He talks in like the fourth person. Like,
yeah,
he's like, yeah, because of the stage, you know, that's the stage left, not stage right, douchebag. But, yeah.
Definitely.
But, I mean, that's just, you know, my opinion.
I know our friend Lorraine, a.k.a. codename Brad, loves Rain, so I know she will love this movie.
Yep.
Not sure about Pink Taco if she's ever heard of Rain. Shades would
flip.
He would flip it for this movie.
If it wasn't for the bad leg.
Yeah. I mean, that or otherwise, he probably would have maybe a problem with some of the graphics. You know?
Oh, yeah, because he did point out like some of the elements of the movie, funny people that we didn't catch.
Yeah, so.
But if you just sit there and you take the movie the way it is, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's it for movies.
Yeah, I think movies, we haven't. Maybe we'll only be able to see one like a weekend or something.
Yeah.
Don't have much time.
Yeah.
But once the semester ends, I'm going to be hitting up the movie theater as much as I can.
Right. I do want to still see Fantastic Mr. Fox, but we would have to go to Revere for that because in Danvers it's playing at the theater where you two can't fit in the seats.
Yeah, we can make it fit. We just have to break them right.
Hey, well, let's put this right so people don't think we're huge, fat bastards. We're too tall. They have about 6 inches between seats.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Breaking the seats in front of us.
I think we should just rip out the next seats.
Yeah, exactly, so we can actually get some leg room.
Mm-hmm. And just stretch out, like, you know, I did at that other movie theater. You guys were all cramped up, and I'm sitting there with no seats in front of me.
Fuck it, I say we go to Chunky's. Fuck yeah, they have the nice Lincoln fucking seats there. Fuck yeah, I'm going to
right here.
Okay. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
Alright.
Alright, let's get this fucking over with.
Okay, now remember, as we said in our new pre-recorded segment that we just made, check out our website at bostonbastardbrigade.com. Hook us up on the email at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com for feedback and requests for topics and things to review.
We're also on MySpace, so we can check us out on there, you know, www.myspace.com. facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade. Mm-hmm. And then along with that, we're on Facebook. Just look up us up on the group area.
Yeah, because it's like a number sort of thing.
And yeah, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
I wish they had like a setup that MySpace had.
Yeah, and you know, don't forget, you know, our friends over the Electric Sisterhood.
No, can't forget about them.
ESH.MOBI.
Correct.
And check out their podcasts and their reviews.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
So yeah, I guess this podcast is done. Whoa. Stick a fork in it.
Bit the cake. I'm just kidding.
But no, just remember everybody though, support your local artists. Mm-hmm. And you know, support your local organizations that are trying to help. It's the holiday time.
Yeah.
Especially a very important one, which is Toys for Tots.
Exactly, the Toys for Tots, because every child deserves a special toy.
Not just the toys, put the fucking batteries with them, goddammit.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's not only toys, buy books.
Yeah, buy
books. Kids like to read. Mm-hmm. They're not all dumbasses. It's the reason they become dumbasses because they don't have books.
Yes.
Correct.
So yeah, you know, go to any recruiting office. Mm-hmm. They have one at, you know, the Liberty Tree Mall. Drop off a brand new, unused toy, and you know what? It helps. Or support, you know, your local Santas, your Globe Santa, your Item Santa, things like that. If you're
exactly. From and your Salvation Army.
Yes.
Salvation Army.
Try to, at least once, when you see the person ringing the bell with the red bucket, put some money in there, because it'll make you feel better, and it'll make you feel better because you're helping someone.
Especially if they're at a Dunkin' Donuts, buy them some coffee or hot chocolate.
Yes, but you know, it's cold out there. You know what? It's a dollar to you, but the people getting it, it's a lot. It helps them out. So everybody, we want to thank you, and just so you guys know, you might, if you see us at a movie theater, don't forget to say hello. We'll be handing out flyers like we did today.
We're working on doing that too. Hopefully we're not going to get in trouble because of it. All right, anyways.
Just hide behind me.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll hide behind Blue Onyx.
Yeah. So,
until next time, this is your Game Baby Duck.
Blue Onyx.
This is Anvil.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the bastards.
Ninja!
Woohoo! That's a huge bitch!